The Syndicate of Tunisian Writers was formed in July to protect the rights of authors, poets, and journalists, whom it said were suffering from marginalization and exploitation. The syndicate held its first meeting in late July, and dozens of its members attended. Ben Hassine Lassad, the Secretary General of the Tunisian Writers Syndicate, says that his membership is facing a crisis. We can't deny that we have writers who aren't working, he said. Writers who are suffering from poverty, writers without social security, without housing. Therefore, due to a lack of formal recognition, we've established our syndicate to defend these issues under the supervision of the Tunisian General Labor Union. The syndicate is asking the Tunisian Ministry of Culture for jobs for unemployed university graduates in the field, free entry to cultural events, and medical care. Tunisia's government provides a large portion of the paper to print books, but writers say the publishers pocket most of the benefits meant to help authors. Munir Ben Younis is a Tunisian poet. He says that paper meant for his books has been diverted for other uses. The Tunisian government provides support and encouragement by providing paper and by buying Tunisian works. But the problem is that the paper offered by the Ministry of Culture is used to print card wedding invitations or is sold. They don't print books. I have had this experience. A publisher received paper on which to print my work 2 years ago, but hasn't printed it yet. Jamila Mejri is the president of the Union of Tunisian Authors. She says that writers in Tunisia are not as bad off as the syndicate believes.
Writers are not facing a terrible situation. When you say a terrible situation, what do you mean? You mean they are unemployed? But Tunisian writers work. What do you mean they do not publish? But they publish one, two, or even three titles a year. The Writers' Union alone between 2009 and 2010 bought from its members, and this is the right of every member to have his or her works bought by the union, books worth 18,000 dinars.
Lotfi Haji is a journalist in Tunis. He says that the Writers' Union is more like a club for government-approved authors. Haji told VOA that writers who oppose government policies face possible seizure of their work or imprisonment. If any writer or journalist steps over the lines established by the government, he said, they can be subjected to several punishments, starting with their writings up to jail. That is against the will of the journalist and writers and the civil society, which is calling for widening the scope of freedom and demanding the government obey the 8th article of the Constitution, which calls for freedom of expression. Haji says he does not expect the new writers' syndicate will change the atmosphere in Tunisia. He says the syndicate was formed primarily for financial reasons, and he does not expect it to really take on the battle for freedom of expression. In Haji's words, it was financial concerns that were their priority. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.